Harm to the ecosystem. Without fire, forests became packed with trees. This made the forests darker. As a result, trees that could grow in shadier conditions took over. Woodland, chaparral, and meadow plants began to lose out in the competition for space and food. Other plants that needed sun began to die off. Healthy forest ecosystems were threatened. For some Sierra Nevada plants, fire is necessary to start life. For example, in the foothill chaparral, there is a shrub called manzanitas. It produces hard-coated seeds that cannot open and sprout without fire's heat. Some pinecone-producing trees also need fire to grow. Pine tree seeds are protected inside the hard shell of a pine cone. The shell is sealed shut by a glue-like substance called resin. Very high heat is needed to melt the resin so that the seed can be released. For other plants, fire triggers flowering or sprouting. Chaparral scrub oak and mountain mahogany sprout from underground roots after their tops are burned by fire. Feature box. Types of fire. Crown fires. These fires move across the ground, up tree trunks, and across the tops of trees. They are the most destructive kinds of wildfires. Ground fires. These fires spread across low-lying vegetation. Surface fires. These fires burn the trunks of trees as well as grass and low-lying vegetation. Prescribed burns. These fires act like natural fires, but in some cases are set on purpose. They are watched closely by forest firefighters. They are important because they clear the ground soil of a fuel source, such as leaves, branches, pine needles, and other leaf litter. Wildfires. These unwanted fires are started by lightning or people.